Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great that you're joining us here on this Friday. I'm very excited about this day because on the latter part of our show today, I'm going to have some dear friends, some seasoned men of God, who are going to be helping me not only discuss what Derek has been teaching us about healing, this powerful series we've been in all week, but also we're going to be praying for people to be healed. And you know, whenever we do that on this program, we just get tremendous testimonies. In fact, if you've been with us this week, you know that Christopher Selby, the executive producer of the show, has been bringing us testimonies of the marvelous things that God has been doing. Well, we want to see some more of those happen today. Derek has been teaching us out of Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. First, attend to my words. Second, he says, incline thine ear to my sayings. This is Derek listing them in order. Third, let them not depart from your eyes. And then finally, keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, this is what Derek's going to be talking about today. How do we keep the word of God, the word that carries healing, the word that carries power? How do we keep it in the midst of our heart? If you've missed any of this series, it's available on the website at derekprince.org. But today, we're not just interested in hearing truth, we're interested in experiencing truth. So grab your Bible, grab a friend, and let's listen now as Derek teaches us on God's medicine bottle. And then towards the latter portion of the show, we're going to take some of that medicine.
In my talks this week, I've been examining the directions on God's medicine bottle. God's medicine bottle, I trust you know by now, is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. And let me repeat once more my suggestion that you would find it very profitable to memorize those three verses, especially if you yourself have some kind of physical need of healing. This is what the verses say. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And the marginal reading for health is medicine. So God says, speaking to his children, my son, my daughter, in my words and in my sayings, if you can find them, there is that which will be medicine for your whole body. But, as we've been seeing each day, in order to benefit from the medicine, we have to take it according to the directions on the bottle. And the directions on the bottle are fourfold. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. In my previous talks, we've looked at the first three directions. Attend. Give God your undivided total attention. Incline thine ear. Lay aside your prejudices and preconceptions. Bow your stiff neck and let God teach you. You don't know it all. Some of your ideas, which you think are very clever, may not be clever at all and may not be in line with Scripture. God's thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He says his ways are higher than your ways, even as much as the heaven is higher than the earth. The third direction, let them not depart from thine eyes. And I've suggested that means a focused gaze, forming one single clear image of what God is saying. And I quoted the passage of the words of Jesus in Luke 11:34. Your eye is single, simple, sincere. Your whole body will be filled with light, having no part dark. I suggested that the single eye means we are not too much influenced by the world's theories, by the sophistication of theology or philosophy, that we just look at the Bible, see what it says, take it the way it's written, and act upon it. So now we're coming today to the fourth and final direction concerning how to receive God's words and sayings. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. This all is very real to me, first of all on the basis of my own experience of being healed through this passage. Secondly, because for 5 years in East Africa, I was principal of a teacher training college for training African teachers for African schools. And therefore, of course, in some way, I had to familiarize myself with some of the principles of teaching. And one of the simple principles that we used to try to inculcate into our students was the principle of what we call the ear gate and the eye gate. That when you want to get to a child's personality, you need to use every available gate. It's not enough for the child just to hear it. The child also needs to see it. In fact, we also taught them that the child not merely needs to hear it and to see it, but in some way or other, the child needs to become practically involved. Hear, see, and do. And so we used to talk to them about the ear gate and the eye gate. And it blesses me to see that in this passage in Proverbs, God anticipated the psychology of modern teaching by a good many years, about 3,000 years almost. And he said, "Incline thine ear, let them not depart from thine eyes, then they will get into your heart." You see, the purpose of going through the ear gate and the eye gate is to reach that vital central area of human personality, which the Bible calls the heart. And then, when they get to the heart, then they'll do what is promised. But if they don't get to the heart, they won't produce the result. You see, it's like some kind of medicine which you take, which maybe, in order to be effective, has to be released in the bloodstream. So you can take the medicine, but if it doesn't get to the bloodstream, it's not going to do what it's supposed to do. Well, God's medicine only is effective when it's released in the heart. And so the previous three directions are really all concerned with the medicine getting where it'll do what's promised, which is the heart. So then it says, keep them in the midst of thine heart.
You know, having traveled in Africa quite a bit, I can understand why Derek would use some African illustrations and African terminology to explain spiritual truths. Because many times, especially Swahili, is so graphic and beautiful and explains spiritual truths. I love the fact that Derek says we want to get God's Word, His medicine, into the bloodstream, into the innermost part of our personality. That's where we're going to be changed. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're just about to hear the final portion this week of Derek Prince's teaching on God's medicine bottle. I hope you haven't missed a moment of it. If you have, though, of course, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. Now, we're going to hear this portion of teaching, and then I'm going to have some special friends in the studio with me. We're going to talk about what Derek's been teaching us, and we're going to pray for people. So you won't want to miss this. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us on God's medicine bottle.
And then we need to look on to the very next verse of Proverbs, which is one of the most profound verses in the Bible, I think. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. How profound that is. Out of the heart are the issues of life. I remember, again, my mind goes back to East Africa. One of my students wrote up this verse in her own vernacular language, which was called Lorogoli. And I knew just enough to be able to read what she'd written up on the dormitory wall. And it said, "Guard your heart with all your strength, for all the things in life come out of it." So simple, more simple in a sense than the King James Version, but that conviction has never left me. All the things in life come out of your heart. In other words, what you have in your heart will determine all that you experience in your life. If you have the right thing in your heart, your life will go right. If you have the wrong thing in your heart, your life will go wrong. But it's what's in your heart that determines the course of your life. And so God says, if my medicine, in my words and my sayings, is going to do what I have promised, it's got to get into your heart, and you've got to keep it there. So keep them in the midst of thine heart, not just on the periphery of thine heart, but in the midst. Keep them in the central place of your whole life and personality. They're going to affect the whole way that you live. To conclude this teaching, which is based on Proverbs in the Old Testament about God's word being our medicine, I'd like to turn to a very parallel statement in the New Testament, in the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, which speaks there about the nature of God's word and how it acts within us. Just in order to make it vivid, I'm going to read two different translations of that verse, Hebrews 4:12. First of all, in the King James, and then in the New American Standard, just to pick out certain differences. First of all, the King James. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then the New American Standard for the same verse. For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. If I were to sum up one word that, or if I were to choose one word that sums that up, I think it would be the word penetrating. God's word penetrates. In fact, it penetrates where nothing else can penetrate. We are used to the concept of the surgeon's knife with its sharp pointed blade that can penetrate so delicately into human tissue and muscle and so on. But the word of God penetrates into another realm also. It divides between soul and spirit, the very innermost area of our personality, things within ourselves that we cannot fully understand about ourselves, the word of God reveals to us. And that it separates between joint and marrow. See, it touches the spiritual area of us, it touches the physical area. There's no area that's out of its reach. If you have a disease of the marrow or a disease of the joints, this scripture says, maybe there's no human medicine or human instrument that can actually deal with that disease, but the word of God can get there. Or if you have inner personality problems that the psychiatrist doesn't have any solution for, the word of God will get there. God's word penetrates. What's important is that we take it the way that God himself requires that we take it, that we take it with undivided attention, that we take it with a humble, teachable attitude. We lay down our barriers of prejudice and preconception, that we also look at it with a single, sincere, wholehearted eye. We don't quibble. We don't theorize too much. We take it as meaning what it says. We lay down the barriers of rationalization and sophistication, and then we let it enter and do its work. May I pray for you as I close this study? Father, I thank you for those that have been listening that have spiritual and physical needs that can only be solved by the word of God. And I pray that this word will enter in and do what's necessary in them, create faith, bring healing, bring deliverance, bring peace and joy and harmony, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Boy, let's think about a great truth that Derek has taught us today. What you have in your heart will determine all that you experience in your life. If you have harshness and bitterness and criticism and doubt, that's what you'll experience. This is an exciting truth because it puts some control in our hands. We have control over what is stored up in our hearts. And Derek is saying, store up the word and you'll have healing. You'll have that spiritual medicine for all your flesh. Listen, coming up in a few moments, the president of Derek Prince Ministries and also our dear friend, David Holland, processing, praying, helping us experience these truths as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us on this Friday, and a great time right now because we have been in a series all week on healing that Derek Prince calls God's medicine bottle. And while I have loved Derek's teaching, the richness of it, I've also loved the discussions that we've been having during this week. I've had several very wise, very astute, very handsome men in our studio here. First is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. And Dick, great to have you back again.
Thank you, Stephen, but you really do need to have that eye appointment. I've been talking with you about
And then Dave Holland, smartest man in the world and also one of the producers of this show. Dave, thanks for coming back.
Oh, thank you. Stephen Hawking would probably take issue with
that. Now, I've been playing a little bit of devil's advocate this past week, which some folks would say I do too well. But I've been trying to probe around a little bit in the questions that people might have about healing that often don't get answered on shows like this. But of course, Derek Prince Legacy Radio, we're all about trying to deal with the tough stuff. But let me take a turn now just a little bit. Tell me from your own experience, tell me about a story. I think both of you probably have in your background, given your years of ministry and Christian service, just a story that might just kindle our faith a little bit of someone who was healed. I mean, this really is the bottom line, isn't it? We can talk theology, we can argue scriptures, we can break down Greek words, we can talk about what denomination believes about what. The bottom line is it happening? Dick?
Even though I've been around for a while, I've been around the block a few times. The story that I'm about to tell is very fresh. A good friend of mine called and asked if she and her husband come and visit. She'd been struggling with multiple sclerosis for years and years, even to the point that 3 years ago she was confined to a wheelchair by it. But through prayer ministry in her church, there'd been tremendous progress. She still had a couple issues and symptoms that she was dealing with, so she asked if she could come and receive prayer ministry. Little tough for me because my mother actually died of multiple sclerosis. So it was one of those kind of things where I don't know whether I have the faith for this. But she came, and through some time of really specific prayer ministry, at one point she looked up after being prayed for and she said those wonderful four words that you want to hear when you pray for somebody: the pain is gone.
Mm.
And then she said right after that, I've been healed. And do you know, she was, and she gave testimony to it. I just talked with her recently. She's progressively getting better and better and stronger and stronger. So I was happy. I was happy to see God move in her life in that way. But the thing that I'm happiest about is God still does that today.
Oh, that's powerful. Dave, tell us something that just will build our faith from your experience.
Well, I've seen God touch people miraculously in their bodies many times, but the one that really stands out in my mind is the very first time some friends of mine and I ever decided to try to pray for somebody who was very ill. I had just recently embraced this truth and seen it in the Word with the help of Derek Prince, interestingly enough, that God did still heal today and wanted to use his people to minister healing to one another. And a friend of mine said he had gotten a report that an old buddy of his had an incident in surgery. He'd gone into the hospital for arthroscopic knee surgery, very simple, in and out surgery. Well, had stopped breathing under anesthesia and they hadn't noticed for about 9 minutes.
Wow.
Had massive damage to his brain and was in a coma in the hospital, and what they had diagnosed as in the early stages of a very, very long-term irreversible coma, and was on a breathing apparatus. And my friend approached me and another friend and said, "We've been studying this healing thing. God's been speaking to us about it. I think we should go down and pray for him." Well, I swallowed hard and said, okay, let's do it. So it was a 3-hour car ride to the hospital, and we were building ourselves up in the Word, as Derek was encouraging us to do. We'd been depositing the Word in our heart. But to be perfectly honest with you, we didn't know a lot, and we didn't know what we were doing. We walked into that hospital room, and there is a guy who had formerly been a collegiate wrestler, withered away, and in what, as people look like when they're in a long-term irreversible coma. And we laid hands on John and prayed for him, and he convulsed. He'd been lying there still for weeks, and he began to convulse as we prayed for him, and then he got restful again. The Lord took me actually to Isaiah 58, where Isaiah says, "This is the fast that I've chosen." And there's a part of that passages, Isaiah talks about repairer of the breach and the restorer of that which was broken. And when I hit that point of that passage in Isaiah, he began to convulse. It was really extraordinary, but then we didn't see any change after he calmed down. We drove away. My friend who had called me got a call the next day and said as the nurse walked into his room the next morning, they'd been instructed to continue to talk to John even though he was in a coma. And she was opening the curtains and speaking to him as she had been doing every day for weeks. And he said, "Good morning, where am I?" And John had come out of that coma. Now, I'm here to tell you, if being used by God to minister healing to someone else was based on how much you know, how experienced you were, how spiritual you were, we would have failed miserably. But God met us in our weakness, in our inexperience, and in our just pure willingness to be used by Him, and touched the guy in a really remarkable way.
It really brings us to the point that we can discuss theology, we can consider scriptures and traditions. The bottom line is God's either healing or He's not, and if He is, He's healing in response to prayer, if the Bible's true at all. And so I'd like to just take us right to prayer right now. There's certainly people listening who need healing in their lives and their bodies, and so let's just take in this last minute or two, the time that we have, and let's pray for people. Yeah. So Dick, would you mind starting us in that direction? I'll close this off. Dave, you go in the middle, and we'll just offer some brief prayers for the healing of the people.
As we begin prayer, I want to say to you as you listen, if you have an area, even a little doubt in your mind right now, I just ask you to put your doubt aside and ask the Lord to show you and to move dramatically in your life. The Word says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. If you need to have your body quickened by the Holy Spirit and by Jesus, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, ask Him to do it now. Father, for that person who is asking that right now, I pray that You will move in a way that will be undeniable and bring healing and health and restoration. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes, Father. Every person within the sound of our voices right now, Father, we just ask, in the name of the Jesus who was crucified, by whose stripes we are healed, who bore our pains and carried our diseases, we ask that You would touch every hurting, ailing person within the sound of our voices right now by His power and through His blood with healing power in Jesus' name.
And Father, I want to pray for those who have in times past had faith for healing and been perhaps in movements and churches where healing was practiced, but grew skeptical and hardened about it. Lord God, by Your mercy, reach to them now and heal specifically that they might know the truth of God, not as part of a movement or an ideology, but as part of their loving relationship with Jesus Christ. We do ask You to heal those who are listening now. We do ask You to flow in them by the Holy Spirit, cause the healing power of God to flow into their lives and restore. And then, Father, let this be a grand renovation of their belief system and an increasing of their faith, that they might take hold of all that You have provided for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Guys, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's an honor.
It's been a great week, and I appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's great, Stephen.
Well, listen, we're going to start another wonderful series on Monday, but that's all the time we have for today. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
Be sure to order your own copy of Derek's revealing DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a few moments to order right now. Our toll-free number again is 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.